This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Here back live, coming up in about 15 minutes for the balance of the hour. Larry Klayman, founder of Judicial Watch, one of the great attack dogs out there for freedom, only guy that's won against the NSA, illegal spying on Americans. He's got a real strategy to really go after Hillary, Comey, and Brennan, and Mueller, and others. So that's coming up. Also, I'm going to clarify, 100% clear, I don't want anything to happen to Mueller. My whole high noon showdown, politically, I'm going to take you out like a gunfight at the OK Corral. That's like saying our football team's going to kill you. Everybody knows I'm not for violence offensively. I actually believe we would lose the fight against the globalists if we start a physical fight first. We might lose it even if they started. It's the last thing I want. So I'll break that down briefly in the next segment as well. But just the way the media spins things, it's incredible. So that's all coming up. Briefly, though. Joe Rogan is a really smart guy, and he has a lot of diverse guests on his show, and he's got undoubtedly the number one podcast in the world, routinely 20 million viewers every time he does a show. Because, you know, everybody can say, oh, I had 20 million here, 50 million there, 10 million here, but every time it's 20 million. When I came on, it's one of the biggest podcasts he ever had, 40-plus million. That was back in February of 2017. And I got mad when he kind of went with mainstream news that, you know, Soros wasn't a Nazi collaborator, whatever. Joe was saying, listen, I don't even know the facts of that. I was just going off the news and what Roseanne Barr had apologized for. But on the subject of Joe Rogan, I believe he's a good guy who is morally trying to tell the truth. And I don't judge him for some of the things that he said or done, because he's just looking at all perspectives. And that said, I'm not saying he's right, saying I'm wrong that Anthony Bourdain was not killed nefariously in foul play by somebody that wanted insurance money, or by Hollywood star killers, or by the Clinton mafia because he was getting ready to go public against them. But now that I've talked to people separate from Joe who knew Bourdain and who knew what was going on in New Jersey and New York when he came to visit, and since I got contacted by a lot of folks that knew Bourdain, he had a serious alcohol problem and some other problems, was really depressed about it. A lot of this he'd been public about. And I learned that he did talk to other people about suicide, and that his reported new girlfriend, who had been exposing some of the sex abuse stuff of Weinstein to him, she'd been stepping out with a couple guys. He'd gotten really depressed over it, and then he got really jet lagged and really just burnt out. And that I think it was reasonable for Joe Rogan to say that he thinks he really committed suicide. And I'm not eating crow here. I just said, oh, Joe, you know, you're wrong or you're covering up. But then when I looked at the facts and talked to folks, it's reasonable to say that Bourdain could have killed himself, because now I've talked to a bunch of people that know him and know his friends, including somebody that works here, who I separately said, what did you hear? And it was the exact same thing I had heard about, you know, a certain thing. She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. Cocaine. So I don't want to speak ill of the dead. He was a great guy. He meant well. He was getting ready to go against the Clintons. That stuff's true. He did do the Elon Musk interview. He was awakening. He did say the things about how, you know, they were threatening him. So they could have killed him. I was right that he said those things and was about to go public against them. That's true. So that looks suspicious, and I think it should be looked at and investigated. But then I got contacted by a lot of folks going, man, Bourdain. Dude, Bourdain could, like, knock out 2-3 bottles of whiskey a day, 6-8 bottles of wine. Bourdain was not proud of it, but Bourdain was like a vacuum cleaner when it came to stuff up his nose. And again, I'm not speaking ill of the dead. Everybody's got their issues. I'm just saying that then I heard all that, how depressed he was, and his girlfriend was reportedly cheating on him. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, then I guess I was kind of an a-hole just going, Joe, how dare you say, you know, that he probably committed suicide? Well, I talked to people who say he's about to go public. So you can see my perspective, and I've been proven right that that was going on. But Then I learned how messed up Bourdain was, how shot he was, how tortured he was. It's very sad, but at least he had a soul. He was concerned about rape of women and kids, and he was starting to speak out. So I think it's an open question, but it's very reasonable what Joe Rogan said by saying, hey, look, I think he might have killed himself, Alice. You can't be conclusive. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least some shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if they were a planned explosion. It just pancaked.
It took the baby out of incubators. Lucky children to die on a cold floor.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, Larry Klayman has a real plan. He's the guy that's won against the NSA in court, founder of Judicial Watch and other major organizations to really stop the deep state. We'll be talking to him coming up. Let me address this right now, because as everyone knows, they've had congressional hearings twice last year and twice this year in the judiciary, the armed services, and the intelligence committees, lying about InfoWars, saying things we didn't say, and then calling for us to be shut down. And then I do a lot of things here on air that are tongue-in-cheek, but they're very, very clear satire and are trolling. It's trolling. When I don't troll a lot, but when I troll maybe a couple times a week, I tell you, this is a troll. And the media, even though I say this is a troll so that it's absolutely, you know, marked, they still don't care. They still just go with the lie they want. But that's the troll, is that I tell them what I'm really doing so that I morally am not breaking any metaphysical rules, and then they still do it. So, number one, InfoWars.com. Sharia-compliant YouTube removes videos criticizing Islamic immigration. Five videos, community guideline strikes, three will shut us down. That's five torpedoes. And they're saying, oh, you can appeal it. Your live streaming suspended on the main Alan Jones channel, billions of views, 2.4 million subscribers. But obviously, they're not going to let us win the appeal. They're going to shut the channel down. It's here. They had hearings last week. They demanded it. It's here. And what are the videos? It's the snake video. Every video is the snake, an intro video that we've shown many times here that just shows the Islamic invasion of Europe. It's nothing you wouldn't see on the nightly news if they weren't covering it up. But, I mean, it's just showing the Islamic attacks. Doesn't show beheadings. Doesn't show the actual violence. It just shows the masses of people and the crime statistics and headlines and the borders collapsing and just stuff out of zombie apocalypse movies. So because it's so powerful, they didn't do an age restriction. They just said you showed violence, even though their own rules say if it's for commentary or analysis, we've totally followed the rules. So we have that going on. Meanwhile, there were hundreds of articles, ABC News, NBC, CBS, CNN, all of them, including Fox yesterday. So I've been told by everybody, and I've seen the headlines, ran with the headline, Alex Jones, I'm going to cover my mouth when I say this so they'll edit it and play it. Alex Jones says he's going to shoot and kill Robert Mueller. I never said that. I said, politically, high noon, I'm going to face you. Our information warfare is strong. We're going to defeat you. And when I draw with my info, you're going down. Just like I say, the allegory of we're going to blow the Death Star up, or you know, the Red River shootout between OU and Texas. They call it a shootout up in Dallas. Nobody's shooting anybody. Now, when I did it, I had the idea. I'm like, man, look at all these articles about Mueller involved in Epstein, Alita Express, using him as an informant to set up billionaires. Kids as young as seven is what came out really in the reports. They let him get off for 13, 14-year-old girls they had flying over these islands with Bill Clinton and Epstein. And because he was an informant, it finally came out. Mueller covered this up. So I'm saying Mueller empowered pedophiles. So I wanted that to get out. I'm sitting there in the break, and I go, how do I get that out? Because that's been in a few newspapers, never got coverage. I said, I'll talk about a high noon showdown with him. I'll say it's political, nonviolent, but that politically we're going to destroy him. Politically we're going to, sharpshoot him. The last thing I'd want is him to actually get hurt and turn him into a martyr when we're defeating him. My God, we're winning. Why would we do that? But then, man, I didn't expect it to be on every news channel. And then I clicked, oh, my God, they know a lot of my listeners out there really respect me, whatever. They're trying to get somebody who's unstable to go out and actually try to kill somebody to blame it on me. So let me say this 1,000% clear. He who shoots first loses. He who shoots, period, is in the wrong side of history. We're winning the info war. Everyone knows the Democrats are saying kill Trump, murder him, kidnap his family, murder him. Mike, it's everywhere. Like we're rolling some video of that right now with all the stuff we've seen. So I was clear, but the edited thing that Media Matters, George Soros' group, put out was deceptive. When you've got Phil Mudd, the former head of counterterrorism, that means runs assassination squads, three times on CNN saying we're going to kill Trump, that's who you ought to listen to. He's got a history of that. It'd be like if I was some, five-time convicted murderer and I said I was going to kill somebody, the SWAT team would respond because, I got a history. Alex Jones doesn't have a history of that. Alex Jones has a history of, well, don't shoot cops in the back of the head because you're Black Lives Matter. Don't get violent. Don't try to work things out. They're the left. I mean, the Denver Post published a big letter in their main section saying kill Trump for treason. They have art displays saying murdering. It's everywhere. So that's why this is so crazy. So I did this split-second calculation. That's how I do things. Where I went, they're such hypocrites always saying kill the president and his family, but then if we mildly say stand up to him, they claim it's violence. I'll make that point and say it's figurative, it's an allegory, or it's political, it's not physical, it's info war. Doesn't mean it's a tank running over you, it's informational. And then I kind of split second went, they'll grab it, they'll go crazy, but they'll report me pointing out he was covering up for Epstein and using it for political blackmail. And that all worked. They actually published it all. But then I went, oh, wait a minute, but they're trying to get somebody to do something to later then blame me, so, and blame you. So, yeah. At a gut level, I think I did the right thing, but they're going to misconstrue it. You know, do I like letting, you know, my ex-wife or the courts or other people have stuff like that to take out of context? Whatever. You know, we're in a big war. I'm going to say it like it is. Everybody knows that I want Hillary Clinton and Robert Mueller and Comey and all of them to spend a long time in prison. The last thing we want is Obama or Hillary or Mueller to get shot or killed. God, that could defeat us. And the enemy knows that. A false flag is what we're worried about. Tucker Carlson, with high-level former black op colonels, you know, was exposing the fact they may do that to try to overturn Trump. That was on Fox News last night. And that shows the triumph of InfoWars, that we've introduced these understandings of how things really work now until the point that reality is now mainstream. So we're winning thanks to you, and so I salute you all, but they're trying to shut us down and got a big stack of news there, you know, them threatening to kill the president. There were, and that's all cute and dandy when they say we're going to kill him or kill Scalise or kill more Republicans or break Rand Paul's ribs. That's all cute. I go, hey, figuratively, high noon, spaghetti Western, I'm going to politically, you know, take you out. They go, oh my God, you're going to kill our God, our so-called president. They think he's, you know, each state's president, Mueller. Mueller's a joke, a discredited cover-up artist for the Saudis. I hope.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Larry Klayman is the founder of Judicial Watch. He heads up freedomwatchusa.org. He's one of the only people to have a successful case against the NSA and help expose all that. He's demonized a lot by mainstream media and by establishment Republicans because they're bought and paid for. But he's done a lot of great work. Helped get the impeachment of Bill Clinton going, you name it. So he's a man of action. And there's a lot of paper terrorism by the left, the right, the UN, the globalists. I mean, they all engage in it. And a lot of you hear about citizen grand juries, and it's some guy out there in his log cabin sending in weird legal theories that aren't real. But under British common law, English common law, Judaic Christian common law, the Magna Carta, when the courts aren't doing their job, it reverts back to the people. So he's a scholarly lawyer. He's going to break this down. But just a citizen's grand jury live on television presenting evidence to citizens that are randomly called, that's powerful. And you can look into that. In the United States, a citizen grand jury is a non-actionable, non-governmental organization that assumes responsibility upon itself to accuse an individual. Well, that's what Wikipedia and the globalists say. They also say the Constitution should be repealed over Wikipedia. So we're going to look at this plan that Larry Klayman's got. The last time we had him on a few months ago, talk about it, got a lot of interest. And then just as a lawyer, look at the security clearances, Hillary Clinton, the deep state, where this country is at this point, the FISA court being illegal, using illegal stuff to go after Trump. I mean, this is really, it looks like they're losing right now, but they're obviously trying to strike back. So, Larry Klayman, thanks for joining us.
Alex, God bless you. Nice to see you and nice to hear you. And I heard your monologue. You're absolutely right. We can't do anything that physically harms people because that would make them martyrs and it wouldn't be the right thing anyway. But what we can do is bring about justice ourselves. And what we've started at Freedom Watch, freedomwatchusa.org, is a Freedom Watch's Justice League, using that as an analogy. The superheroes did not look to the government to bring about justice. They had to do it on their own because the government had become corrupt and ineffective. And Justice Scalia, back in 1992, in a Supreme Court case, majority opinion, which he wrote, said that the grand jury belongs to the American people. It does not belong to the three branches of government. We didn't even have a Justice Department until July 1st, 1870.
By the way, as a respected constitutional lawyer, spend some time on this because people understand that we, the people, judge the facts as well as the law, that the grand jury is the ultimate form of a jury. We have the ballot box, the cartridge box, the jury box, the pen and ink. Explain that. This is critical.
The grand jury is a group of citizens. When we choose them, we're going to talk about that. It'll be for neutral voter rolls. We're not going to pack it. We're not going to cook it. We're going to put Americans on there who are neutral, in effect.
And so they've got rigged grand juries or scared grand juries controlled by district attorneys and others. We're going to recreate the true, pure thing.
Exactly. And there's so much evidence out there already. We don't need more documents. You know, my former group does mostly documents. Freedom Watch brings hard-hitting cases. And that's why we need to commission a grand jury. We want to do it in Texas beginning on September 25th of this year. Time is short. We need to bring about indictments. We then need to try these cases in front of a retired judge or someone who is independent. We need to get convictions. We need to sentence. And, yes, we need to even do citizens' arrests peacefully and legally.
Well, just to be clear, though, just airing it live for, 2 weeks or whatever, 10 days, with a real jury off the voter rolls and a real judge and the real evidence. Who's going to defend the deep state, though? Because we got to have a defense.
Well, we're going to subpoena them and indict them. They can come if they want to. I hope they do, and I hope they come with their lawyers. Lawyers like Lanny Davis is doing a number on the president today with Michael Cohen. Let them come. Field of Dreams. Let them
come. We'll talk about that next segment in the mechanics of it, because it is in the Constitution. It is in Magna Carta. It is in common law. It's in Judaic history. I mean, this is the people's juries. You know, this is it. Let me ask you this, though, shifting gears. What is wrong with Cohen? These tapes aren't even bad for the president, and then there suddenly something in federal court with it Mueller it instigated over Russiagate is now tapes about girlfriends in between marriages is now on CNN. This is and we hear that Manafort is having his phone calls with lawyers recorded, and then they put that in federal filings that they recorded him with his lawyers about his defense. I mean, I'm not a lawyer like you, but I've never heard of stuff like this.
No. This is illegal, and, you know, the laws of the various states, even if there's a fraud that's being committed, you have to ask the client to correct it first before you release any information. Cohen and Lanny Davis violated attorney-client privilege. They should be held accountable by bar associations.
So what do they got? They obviously got something else on Cohen separate from Trump.
Most likely they do, and this is an outrage. It's something that will be dealt with. I'm going to deal with it at Freedom Watch. These people deserve to have bar complaints.
I was about to say, even mainline lawyers are pissed about this. I mean, this is a next level of bad name for lawyers.
You know, Lanny Davis, he tries in the past to play both sides. He even got on Fox News with Hannity frequently. This is one of the sleaziest lawyers in Washington, D.C., and that's saying a lot. And I sued him a number of years ago when I was running Judicial Watch. He wasn't happy about it, but he's even reached higher degrees of sleaziness during the present time period. He wants to get Trump's head. He's insisting, obviously.
Well, I'm going to ask you again. How does a Mueller investigation morph into his lawyer, and now they're airing tapes in a secret federal case on CNN? I mean, that should throw the whole case out, right? That the federal court has stuff on CNN?
Absolutely, Alex. And, you know, on September 4th, we're going to be getting documents. This is where documents really do count, of Mueller's communications with the media as well, because this was released to the media, CNN. These are violations of grand jury rules. They're criminal. And that's why the citizens grand jury, one of our first targets, in addition to Hillary Clinton, in addition to Bill Clinton, is Robert Mueller. We want to legally take him out.
We'll talk about that next segment. I want to go back to just releasing tapes. I'm no lawyer, but I read the news for 25 years. As you just said, as a lawyer, I've never heard of, like, secret recordings that a federal court has are on CNN, and then a lawyer brags he leaked them. As you said, that's totally illegal. The left has just gone crazy.
Absolutely. This is the age we live in, okay? The elites and the Washington establishment, the club, walk off scot-free from any crime they wish to
commit. We're going
to
record lawyer meetings with Manafort. We're going to put it in a filing. How does a judge see a filing of secret recordings of a guy with his lawyer?
Can't. And this is something that needs to be addressed with the judges, too. I mean, look at the judge who signed off on the FISA warrant. That's Rosemary Collier. She's a not too intelligent, believe it or not, Republican establishment creation of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. She should be held accountable as well for all of these kinds of things that go on. The judges do not enforce the law. They are political generally, and most of them are hacks. Most of them are Clinton and Obama appointees. As well, and they're bad Republicans, too, like this.
Well, stay there. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back to walk through the technicals, the grand jury idea. It's a great idea to bring attention regardless. And it's in the Constitution, and go back to that. But, folks, when they're recording people with their lawyers in jail and putting it in federal filings, and when they're leaking to the news recordings of the president many years ago about some woman from a decade before, it's illegal. I mean, my God, it shows. They think we're all illiterate politically and legally. What does the president do? What do? Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Larry Klain is our guest. FreedomWatchUSA.org. We'll be back. Whatever you do, spread those live links. That's critical to the fight.
Introducing CellForce by Infowars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A dangerous place.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
We're not just making these claims. We're changing the world. We have the globalists, the big banks, Soros, the other scumbags, the radical Islamists after us. We just had our YouTube channel frozen from live streaming because we played the president's snake speech in five video intros. And they're calling that violent. You know, I have a stack of acid attacks on three-year-olds, rapes of little children, members of parliament being threatened with death for exposing slave harems the Islamists are setting up. It is unbelievable. That's all coming up. Before we go back to Larry Klayman, though, the president knows that the euro on average has over 100% tariff on our goods. Canada has a 280% tariff on all dairy. I mean, there's thousands of examples because there's hundreds of countries and dozens of tariffs apiece, but China has a 0% corporate tax. It was 15% last year. We lowered ours to 15% to be competitive. They went to zero. This was our own elites selling America out. And so here was a clip off Fox News. I was just watching during the break. It was live, where they're talking about the EU coming here. And he says the EU's a foe. The EU, he says Juncker is coming to meet with him today and tomorrow. I saw this headline in AP last week that Germany is looking for old Nazis in nursing homes whose names come up in databases who might have been an SS, even private. Great. Execute them. The point is that Soros helped round up thousands of Jews in Hungary, Romania, you name it. And you got Juncker, that was the name of the main weapons manufacturing. His grandfather was the richest man in Nazi Germany, bankrolled Hitler. His dad was an SS colonel, which is the equivalent of a general. They own Luxembourg, and then he's coming over here, and our news doesn't tell you that. Like, where's the Mossad? Where's, you're looking for Nazis. Holy Toledo, man. Here's the guy with the Nazi money right here. So it's all smoke and mirrors when they grab some senile 97-year-old German guy to know what planet he's on, or some Polish jail guard. It turns out it's the wrong guy, and they extradite him to Israel. And we're going to go back to Larry Klayman right now, but here's this clip as the real Nazi comes to America. Here it is.
Did President Trump in the recent weeks describe the European Union as a foe of the United States, but he also said that there could potentially be, quote, tremendous retribution coming to the EU. Now President Trump is set to sit down in the Oval Office face to face with the head of the president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker. We were told that he just arrived here at the
president. He was not elected. It's a permanent dictatorship like the Politburo. That's what I mean. How did we get a Nazi heir, some guy worth probably the richest guy in the world? You know, the real rich guys will tell you their wealth. They'll finish up and we'll go to our guest. Go ahead.
At the White House minutes ago. Leading up to this meeting, the president on Twitter this morning tried to position the U.S. as the one winning the global trade tit for tat, writing at one point on Twitter, quote, negotiations are going really well. Be cool. The end result will be worth it. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, this morning set a pretty low floor as it relates to the expectations.
I love how even Fox News kind of roots against the president. No wonder the economy's coming back when we've been given one-sided screw-over deals. Well, Larry Klayman, we're going to get into your citizen grand jury. I want to talk to you. We're talking off-air about us sponsoring it or trying to do it somewhere. So I think this is really important just for the optics to have a real people call and see what the average public as a focus group thinks. I get your legal facts of where it is in law. But just separately, overall, a year and a half in of Trump, I mean, has he not over-delivered? Shouldn't America just be throwing rose petals at his feet? But instead, it's just like, oh, how dare you bring the economy back and not let us get effed over? It's very saddening, actually.
It is. I mean, he's done a great job, you know, and I like Ronald Reagan. I'm sure you did too, yes. Alex. But I think President Trump's going to prove to be an even greater president. He's the president of our times, and he's the only one who tells it like it is, like you and me. Talks about corrupt judges, talks about radical Islamic forces that are trying to destroy us, talks about illegal immigrants that are committing crime. No other president would ever take these issues on. And, of course, we remember the Bush family that basically sometimes collaborated in these things. So for a Republican to come forward like this and to really represent the American people, this is special. And that's why we need to protect him legally and ethically. And that's what we're doing at Freedom Watch. That's what you're doing.
Exactly. Freedom Watch USA. FreedomWantsUSA.org. So explain for people historically that just joined us, people tune in every 5 minutes, new, huge audiences, hundreds of thousands every 5 minutes tune in. Larry Klayman, top constitutional lawyer, founder of Judicial Watch, you name it, FreedomWantsUSA.org. Describe what a citizen's grand jury is, why we want to convene it, what it does.
It's what we used to do in the old West before the Justice Department. You bring in citizens to sit on the grand jury. You present evidence. We've already got enough to indict everybody. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Robert Mueller, James Comey, the intelligence chiefs under Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Obama himself. We present this evidence to the grand jury. Doesn't even have to be probable cause in a true sense. The jury can basically indict a ham sandwich. But we're going to do this correctly, and we're going to do it with firm evidence. We're going to have witnesses, and we're going to get indictments. Then we start a trial, and we choose a jury for that, also from neutral voter rolls. And we have a retired judge or someone who is independent, who has knowledge of the law, oversee that. We will seek convictions. Like I said, we'll call witnesses. And then when parties are convicted, such as Hillary Clinton, finally, for the email scandal, for Fusion GPS, for the Steele dossier, you name it.
Benghazi.
Then we sentence Benghazi. We sentence. And we then seek to have those sentences enforced. We can try to go to a U.S. Marshal or the courts. But if they won't do it, then we have the right as citizens to enforce those convictions ourselves.
Sure, but the media always has a debate about where this is or what its enforcement power is. Regardless, if they're advocating their responsibility, everybody wants this, it's the truth, this is a way to have a focal point to bring the facts out. That's where I totally agree. But in history, explain to people, Magna Carta, you name it, as a constitutional lawyer, this is where this all came from.
Absolutely. But let's go back to the days before 1776. You had King George III take our criminal justice system back to the court of King James. And we had no justice system. So that is what sparked...
And that's in the Declaration of Independence, is that you took our citizen juries away.
Right. And what did we do? I mean, we had founding fathers. They were kind of like, you know, in the cartoon way, the Justice League. They said, hey, these laws don't apply to us. We're going to follow laws of mankind, laws of God. And we're going to bring about justice. And that's what the Declaration of Independence was about. That's what we fought the war for. Now, we can do it peacefully and legally, but we have the absolute right to do it ourselves. And we cannot depend on the government to do it. We've got a corrupt Justice Department run by a zero, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and a corrupt Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. We've got a Congress that just does pony shows, dog and pony shows.
Well, I can tell you, just the spectacle of a real citizen grand jury and then a trial would be... Just showing the evidence as a presentation, I understand under law and common law, it's legitimate. But I'm saying, regardless of the debate, just from the point of fact, it's very valuable.
It is. And that's why, Alex, if you can play a role in this, it's your decision. I'd like to do it in conjunction with InfoWars because you speak the truth, okay? You're not afraid. I'm not afraid. You and I say things you can't say on Fox News. I mean, we're talking to the people. The people know that something's rotten in Denmark, in this case, the United States. And to be able to showcase that publicly to the country and to the world will show us that we have a real justice system that meets out equal justice. So I hope people will go to freedomwatchusa.org, contribute to our cause, sign up. You should see the comments on our petition. People are at the point beyond frustration.
No, I agree, and so is the military, the police, everybody. America's ready. And a lot of this, I'm not saying Trump's not doing enough, but let's talk about what Trump should do as well, just in this moment with Mueller. And just, I mean, Mike, it's insane how he's delivering uranium on tarmac secretly and then saying, and he's interviewed like 30 people I know of asking about me and Russians. I mean, it's just, dude, you're the one on tarmac giving them uranium, you piece of crap.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for
relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Next hour, I'm going to open the phones up to cover any topic or issue you want, a bunch of issues and things I haven't gotten to yet. Larry Klayman's our guest, and you know, I don't say any one thing we do is a silver bullet to evil, but I think resistance is the silver bullet and taking action. And just from a Court TV perspective, putting on the evidence of the crimes of the globalist and the crimes of the deep state and the things that they've engaged in is what needs to be done. And, you know, there are so many men I know who think they get ahead because they go along with the system and just try to figure out how to make as much money as possible. But then their kids commit suicide or they end up alone. They're just so damn unhappy. And the people I know that are the most happy and involved are those that are engaged, who are changing the world. And, you know, Larry Klayman, he gets demonized and lied about and attacked a lot because he helped launch the impeachment of Bill Clinton. He helped expose the NSA. I mean, I can look at 100 victories we've had, and Larry Klayman was involved in like 30 of them. And so that's why there's a big hit out on him and a demonization. So do I think citizen grand jury is going to save the world? No. Do I think there are a lot of people that think it's a magic bullet and they're out there, you know, doing all their own quacky stuff from their own, you know, cabin saying that's the citizen grand jury? No. But under law, this has all been so atrophied so fallen apart, so gone, that it really is where we came from. And so at some point, you've got to create the vehicle in some courtroom. You can rent courtrooms. They've got places for private mediation that look like courtrooms. I've been in them. You can send out the letters. You can get real people there. You can put on the evidence. And that's the type of thing, because as conservatives or Christians or patriots or just pro-common sense people, we don't like to grandstand. We're like, you know, we've got our lives. And I go home at night. I just want to be with my kids and family. I'm not out grandstanding. But evil is grandstanding, though. So we have to create the scenarios, the atmospheres, the conditions to put these people on trial if it's not being done through our corrupted systems. Let me ask you this, Larry Klayman. Why are so many men cowards? Because I don't say that like, oh, look, I'm not a coward. I feel big. It makes me feel, because I don't feel like I'm that strong. It makes me feel really low that I'm in the top tenth of 1% when it comes to fighting evil. I don't say that with pleasure. My God, I'm pathetic. And then everybody else just thinks it's not their job. And then it's like, oh, citizen grand jury. Oh, you'll never fix it. Oh, well, then roll over to communist China. Hell, put your kids on heroin. Jump off a cliff. I mean, if there's no standing up, if there's no getting involved, why are we even alive here, Larry?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Alex. I think most people, particularly lawyers, okay, they want to enrich themselves. They don't want controversy. They don't want to stick their neck out. They're by nature, not in the political sense, but in a sense of how they lead their life, very, very conservative. I reached a point of frustration many, many years ago, 25 years ago, and I said, I can't take it anymore. I see the corruption in the legal system. I see money influencing what's going on in government in Washington, D.C., and I've got to do something about it. And it built. And this is the culmination of it, because 25 years ago, it was child's play compared to today in terms of the rank corruption in our federal system. And we have to take these people out legally. Otherwise, the alternative is civil war and revolution. And we don't want to see that. So we need to use our...
And by the way, we see the communists and the socialists, the Cortezes and the Sanders going that direction. I mean, they're going in that direction. We better do something.
Absolutely. And we don't have any more time. Mueller is waiting to either indict the president or issue impeachment.
I was about to ask you, as a top constitutional lawyer, and you know, Dershowitz has talked about this too, well, what do you think they're really planning? Because clearly, they've got the president in the crosshairs.
They're out there to destroy the president, whether or not he's indicted or whether or not he's impeached. But the report that Mueller's going to be issuing very shortly, and that's why we're cranking up these citizens' grand juries, because he's number one, along with the Clintons, of who we're going to indict, convict, sentence, and then seek to arrest peacefully and legally. Mueller is out there, a product of the Democrat and the Republican establishment.
He is the establishment. As you said, a lot of times a citizen grand jury, if it's done right, creates the blueprint for other grand juries to do their job. So we're creating also the investigative history.
And we have to stick our neck out. Look, it was a handful of colonialists, their founding fathers, that started the revolution. Most of the colonies were not behind them. We're going to create, Alex, you and I, a groundswell here to bring in millions of Americans to support our cause. And whether or not we actually can arrest anyone, when they see that the American people are against them and are at their gates, literally, demanding that they turn themselves in, then they're going to have to leave. It will be in their best interest to leave. And that's what we're out to do, is to create...
I agree. We've got to create the excitement, the focal point. But I interrupt you. I apologize. We'll hold you in the next hour if you can do it. Tell me then, getting into Mueller, because obviously he's so evil. Comey, Clinton, I mean, these are just the uranium one. Everything they say Trump did, they've done. And then, as you said, they are moving against the president. They're taking action.
They are, and they're serious. And we can see with regard to the comments about Russia, which even Fox News was trashing Trump last week, you see that these Republican establishment types are equally against Trump and equally
want
to destroy
them. They're going along with the bandwagon.
Because he threatens their money train. He threatens their power structure. You go to Washington, you wouldn't see building like that in any other city of the world. Go to Southwest today. The money that's flowing into Washington. They don't want to upset the apple cart.
D.C. is the richest city in the country.
Yeah, never has a recession. I mean, it does better during recessions and depressions. And so the Democrats and Republicans, they play their game on Fox News, CNN, or MSNBC. They raise money to be reelected. But in the end, they all have lunch together the next day because they know that they don't want to upset.
So let me ask, why does Trump scare him so much? Why is he real?
because he's breaking it up. He's dismantling it. And he's
no, I know, but from your acumen, who is he? Because they are so afraid, and everything he does turns to gold. I mean, it's like, well, who is Trump?
Trump's someone who, like you and I, have reached a point of frustration and no return. He's going for the fences. Look, he's worth $8 billion, so he doesn't need to do this.
But isn't he almost like a Moses-type character, archetypally?
He is. I mean, he's somebody who's leading us to the promised land. Now, you know, we need to do it for ourselves. We need to support him. He's not getting the support. In fact, he's getting bad legal advice because being dragged along into this attack, this massacre by Mueller, which even if it doesn't take him out in terms of impeachment or indictment.
It elevates Mueller. He should not meet with that piece of crap.
No. It grinds the president to a halt as he's trying to negotiate peace with North Korea, with Iran, dealing with illegal immigration.
But let's take the messianic angle. That's what this is. He needs to tell us we're not with them and just lead us. We have all the power as the people. How do we stay within Babylon but not be part of it? How do we leave Egypt but we're still here? What does Trump do?
Trump has to take strong action himself. He should be firing Mueller. He should be firing Rosenstein. Don't worry about the appearance.
He should take action against the guy in the slave pit cat-o'-nining people. He has to go after the slave master.
He does, and he should be releasing all the documentation that we're going to use at the citizens' grand juries. He needs to take control of himself. His lawyers, including Rudy Giuliani, okay, are basically in it for themselves in terms of promoting themselves. They're not serving the president very well because they're telling him to go along to get along. And if that happens, his head's going to be chopped off.
Oh, it's totally clear he's being maneuvered towards the guillotine.
Yes, absolutely. And he needs also to pay more attention to the appointment of judges. This guy Kavanaugh that he wants as a Supreme Court justice, he got bad advice on that from the Republican establishment. Kavanaugh, in our cases, wrote that the mass surveillance was perfectly fine.
No, I understand Kavanaugh's bad on that, but better than the Democrat nominee, right?
Well, definitely. But what I would like to see the president do is withdraw that nomination and put somebody in there that will support our privacy rights, because it's this mass surveillance.
Well, who would you nominate then? You're a smart guy.
Well, I think Judge Hardiman would have been better, or anybody else who believes in the Fourth Amendment.
But notice when he gives them what they want, they attack even stronger.
That's right. And because they understand that they have lost their power in Washington, D.C., as long as the president is in control. And I think, you know, look, I'm a registered Republican, Alex. You know, I mean, a true Republican. I ran for the U.S. Senate in Florida back in 2003, 2004 as a true Republican. But this Republican Party has become corrupt. I mean, there are a few good people on Capitol Hill, but no one listens.
No, you're right. Stay there. We got to go to break. Larry Klayman is our guest. Folks, I didn't even plug this hour. We've got the new Ultimate Fish Oil in. If you don't know what fish oil does, it's a two-month supply at the price of 1 month supply. It's got the whole process that removes the mercury down to non-detectable levels. You know, you'd have to get hundreds of times this amount of, you know, mercury just to get any of the good fish oil response. Honor Roll is for your kids. It's amazing for the brain. Ultimate Krill Oil, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the great T-shirts, books, videos. Without you, Soros and the Globals will shut us down. Please commit again today to support InfoWars and get great products. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Hour number three, straight ahead, Larry Klayman.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.